Hi guys, welcome to chapter 76 of The Stranger Beside Me. This is just our little recap. If you haven't, feel free to go 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Guys, you can also, if you haven't read it yet, feel free to catch up. You can get a free Audible at audibletrial.com/crimetheoriespodcast. This is The Stranger Beside Me by Ann Rule. It is about a little take on it. I mean, you guys are more than welcome to just keep listening too if you want, but just to let you know, there is going to be spoilers from chapters 5 and 6 in here. So, yeah.
Alrighty. That is all accurate. Mm-hmm. All right. One thing I want to first off address is I don't know why I hadn't looked this up before, but I never really thought about the fact that their people's names had been changed. So like Meg Anders and Stephanie Brooks, not Meg Anders and Stephanie Brooks.
Yeah, I thought that too. Like, I didn't actually, it makes sense though. Like,
because I was sitting there and I'm like, why does Meg Anders not sound familiar to me? What? And then I was like, oh, because Meg Anders is actually Elizabeth Kendall. And that does sound familiar.
Yes. So that's kind of interesting, but it makes sense. So, I mean, especially because I think this book was way published before she kind of decided to fully come out and talk about the whole thing.
There are, I'm finding, a lot of names that will be different.
Yeah, I think because after that, people decided to come out. They're like, well, my story is being told, even though it's under a different name. I might as well just come out and tell my side. But what's kind of more interesting is, for me personally, I see the things that he's doing in this light. And I'm like, holy shit, that's my ex.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm like, well, maybe that's why he's my ex. But like, no, just the whole like manipulating and thinking that he's so like charming and everything, and so many people did, and that no one, obviously this dude is a smart guy. That's why he got away with it for so long. I believe full-heartedly that he did all this the good, either A, because he wanted to counteract the bad he was doing, or B, it was just all a ruse so that people wouldn't look twice in his direction.
Yeah, so I think it's so weird the fact that he did intern in psychiatric counseling. It's like, what would have happened if he did his own psychiatric counseling? Like,
that's, yes.
Like, if he did an evaluation on himself. Like, it's so weird to me because he wasn't stupid. And like, no, definitely he knew not. These things. So how did he not see these things about himself, type of thing?
I think I don't know. Maybe he did.
It's just so weird to me.
I don't know. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely odd. It still gets me though that he seemed to have this good relationship with quote unquote Meg, which is Elizabeth, and lead her on and then at the same time be with someone else totally different, not even feel like remorse about it. Like,
I think he just wanted to prove like he had control. Like, I can get whoever I want. I can do whatever I want. Right. And then once, who was it? Stephanie, who's actually Diane, comes around. It's like, yeah, no, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting though, too, to me though, that these girls, these women that he decided to be in a relationship with, they look a lot like his victims. Yet they didn't become victims.
It makes you wonder what the difference was between like them.
Indeed. I'm interested to kind of see where that goes. And like that party that he went to, I mean, and the fact that he was like in politics.
Like, that one's not surprising. There's lots of slimy people in politics.
Well, I know, but like, I'm just thinking like, well, what would have happened if he got bigger up in the politics? Would this stuff like ever even came out? Like, or would have been brushed under the stuff for years?
Would they have like covered it up for him?
Exactly. Because they didn't want to be involved with it at all? Or would it have been a money thing where he could just pay people off? I also found it interesting that he had issues. But he obviously had self-esteem issues and thinking that he wasn't good enough for people. And he always wanted to be in that spotlight of being someone that was, like, I guess, better. Like,
yeah.
Because, like your parents grown up in a better lifestyle.
Yeah.
He definitely wanted that better lifestyle.
That makes sense.
But I don't feel like he ever really, He definitely never ever achieved it. But I just kind of find it interesting though too that like these girls that he dated look a lot like his victims. And I wonder how much they actually had similarities and what made that difference for him not to kill them.
Yeah, like what is it about them? Did he kill the other girls because they reminded them of the girls he was dating, or did he date those girls because he reminded them of who he killed?
Interesting. Was that like his way, like of like not having a trophy but having a trophy? Wait a minute. I don't remember. Did he have a trophy? I don't think he had a trophy collection.
I'm not recalling him having trophies.
Unless it was that was kind of like his trophy. Like I could keep one of them alive that reminds me of someone I killed. Or maybe it
That's
was just a whole, I feel like that they can give me a better life. Obviously, he didn't feel that way with Meg slash Elizabeth. He obviously didn't feel that way because, like, he even points out, like, I don't think that she can give me the lifestyle I want, basically.
yeah.
But it's so interesting to me because I've actually read her book and the pictures, like, they have pictures and stuff. And he actually seemed like he loved her and that little girl. He seemed like such a normal guy, great guy. That to me is terrifying.
Yeah. The fact that anyone could just like snap.
Well, and the fact he was young, handsome, and I think the thing that scares me the most is he knew exactly what he was doing. I'm not saying he didn't have a mental illness because he probably did, but I'm just saying like he knew the ways to go about to try to not get caught.
Yeah.
I mean, I know at his trial too, he had like people that would that were saying screaming that he was innocent and he claimed his innocence forever, you know.
I
So.
don't know. Like, it's just so, it is so weird, like, how he did that.
For sure. It makes me wonder who and why he decided to pick some people over others, especially when his victims looked like his girlfriends.
I wonder if it's just like the amount they fought back or something. I don't know.
It could be. I
Like,
mean, I do know that also.
maybe if he hit on them and they turned him down or something, he would kill him. And if they didn't,
No,
then.
because I'd say that Stephanie, remember she broke up with him and she said that, you know, I don't think that you're ready.
But she was also like an icon piece. Like, I, she
He looked
is
up to
the
her.
daughter of someone prevalent and
That's true.
she's fancy and off limits, and I need to prove my worth that I can get her.
Makes me wonder what he found. I'm not discarding her in any way, by the way. It just makes me wonder what he found so special about Meg slash Elizabeth, because she was a single mom. She didn't really have anything to like fully give him.
That one I don't know.
Unless it was the dad part. Like,
Maybe. That's
or
the most I can
I don't
think
know if it
of.
was the reason, like, now I seem like I'm the perfect guy, the perfect family.
Yeah. I don't know what that was.
And either. That's kind of just kind of crazy.
Maybe it did just make him, since he didn't know his dad, he's like, I want to like do this.
Yeah, I make an impact in someone. I don't know. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, we'll never really understand a serial killer's mind. I would like to dissect his mind. Can we do that? Just kidding. I know he's already dead.
I don't know if his brain would look quite the same.
Yeah. But I just think that stuff like that, like scientifically, like that would be really interesting to actually be able to study a serial killer's brain activity.
Yeah, that's
It
just.
would just be kind of cool. Like
It would
scientifically,
be
like it'd be.
scary.
Well, I know, but like at the same time, like it'd be cool to kind of look for patterns and neurological information about that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so
I'm
it's
interested in
scary.
that.
I'm interested, but it scares me too. It's horrifyingly interesting.
Are you more scared of the fact that whatever brainwave like tr or triggers their thoughts that you might have the same?
I'm more concerned that I'm going to be a teacher and that the parents will do that. Because I'm going to, essentially come in contact with lots of people, which many people in a lot of jobs do, but it
Yeah.
just freaks me out thinking that, anyone could be this way, and the odds of you meeting some like that, one like that, seems so high.
That's true. Or that you taught a kid and it turns out to be a serial killer.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that one yet. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you. I'm ruining your life already.
Like, I'll be here and I'll be like, I knew it what he was for. I knew he was gonna do that.
He's trouble.
Except for the whole point is that maybe I can catch it then and help get him the guidance that they need. I shouldn't assume that this is a dude. It could be a girl, them.
Yeah.
Maybe I am protecting the world from future serial killers. Maybe if Ted Bundy had had a really awesome preschool teacher who fully guided him, he would have been different.
Part like isn't it like you actually learn like the most in like your 3 years of your life or something?
You learn a lot.
So if you get him at three, maybe you could have stopped it. God damn
Exactly.
it, Bree, why didn't you? It's not like you
Why
were
wasn't I
born there or
alive and a
anything.
preschool teacher
Yes.
when Ted Bundy did that? That's
Yes.
a fantastic question. Why didn't I do
Oh my
Why didn't I do
God.
that?
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, hey, if you guys, like I said, if you're, well, if you made it this far, you either probably have already read the book or you're just interested in listening to us. But if you guys want to listen to the book, again, audibletrials.com/crimetheoriespodcast, get a free book, listen to what we're talking about, feel free to read along, and then you can discuss with us. All right. Well,
Yep.
yeah, keep
Love to hear from you.
going, right?
Fucking. Yep. Fucking.
Going.
Keep.
Fucking.
Okay. Who's starting? Let's just establish it.
Go.
Keep.
Fucking.
Going.
I screwed up the first one. That's on me.